Well, we got high school football tonight, and what we'd like to try and do is get Marty Cranmer, our play-by-play guy, on the radio and talk about it, the game that's coming up and the game that happened last week. And he's on the telephone right now, calling in live from Rochester. Good morning, Marty Cranmer.
Good morning, Dave.
How
Happy
are you?
April.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right. It's the 1st of April. How'd you do with snow? We were supposed to get anywhere from 6 to 10 last night, but we didn't get it. We got a little dusting of snow.
No snow here in Rochester whatsoever.
Really? Okay. Well,
yeah, we were supposed to get 2 inches, and we got nothing, which I'm okay with.
At this point, yes, we're ready for spring. I mean, real spring, consistently. Anyway,
yeah, opening day of fishing season, too.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. So look at, we had quite a win last week. The Rams are up to 2-0 now. So tell us a little bit about the game.
Well, last week, the Rams were dominant everywhere, running the football, throwing the football defensively. Our Angry Oven Pizzeria player of the game, Damian Hall, had a couple of touchdowns, a really strong game on defense. It was really a tough call on the player of the game because they had a couple of other running backs. Keon McCray, on just 12 carries, he ran for over 170 yards. And another runner, Braden Hess, had over 100 yards for the Rams. So running the football, you know, they had close to 400 yards rushing, which is an awesome total. And defensively, they only gave up one touchdown on the season. They've only given up one touchdown, 6 points all year. So Rams are really clicking. They're 2-0, and tonight they go over and try to keep it going at Wayland-Cohocton.
Well, I'm looking forward to that because it's going to be broadcast on our sister station AM 1380 and 100.3 FM. WABH is Marty Cranmer. Celebrates 20 years of broadcasting high school football with us, and we appreciate you very much. Tell us, what do you know about the game tonight as far as Wayland-Cohocton?
Well, Wayland-Cohocton's only played one game so far. One of their games, because the team they were supposed to play against, Minders, having some issues with COVID and quarantine, so that game got canceled. So they've only played one game against Warsaw, and they lost 33-0. They didn't get much done offensively. I looked at their offensive totals. Their leading rusher only had about 40 yards rushing. So hard to really gauge things after one game, but it looks to be a pretty good matchup for the Rams. But, you know, anything can happen. It is outdoors. Could be snowy. You know, I'm sorry, it's on grass. Could be snowy, so the conditions could be tricky for the Rams. But, you know, a 2-0 Ram team going in against an 0-1 Wayland-Cohocton team, you know, you got to think things look pretty good for the Rams tonight.
All right. Well, it's going to be broadcast on the radio, again, on our sister station, AM 1380 and 100.3 FM, WABH. Pre-game starts, what, about 10 to 7?
Yes, sir.
All righty. That's Marty Cranmer talking about high school football of Havering Rams here on the morning show. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks so much, Dave. Go Rams.